Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Jess, welcome to the program and the random question. All right, Jess, what do we have for you? Okay. Out of all the fast food places, what would you say is your favorite fast food meal? So not just the location, but what you like to eat.
Ooh, Del Taco. Ever since moving to Utah, that's kind of become a new favorite.
Do they have, you're down in Utah, they have Del Tacos down there?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of really great different food joints, but Del Taco seems to be probably the most, I would say, prominent.
Okay. Well, never having been there, have you been to a Taco Time?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Between Taco Time and you know, Taco Bell.
Yeah.
What is the speed of that?
Oh, well, I would say Taco Bell, you definitely get your food faster. Taco Time, I'm not really a huge fan. Del Taco, yeah, you might wait a minute, but I tell you what, the quality of the food is worth the wait.
Okay.
Now, see, I think Del Taco is closer to a Taco Bell, but I'm also a massive Taco Time Northwest person.
Me too.
Okay.
Me too. But it's not the same as Taco Del Mar. Which we used to have.
Correct. Del Taco's its own separate thing.
So I've never been there.
It's what makes it closer to a Taco Time is they have tater tots.
What does Del mean? Because there's Del Mar, Del Taco. I'm just saying, if they're using it that much, I don't know. Because wouldn't that L or La be the?
Of, I believe.
Del. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I have a question for the Ted Smith, if you might.
What's up?
If y'all have a second.
Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering, so there was a place back in Tacoma, and it was, you know, it wasn't like a franchise or anything, but they had the best fish tacos that I've ever had, and it was like a Del Taco something. I can't remember the name of it, but this was like over a decade ago, and I tell you what, never had a blackened fish taco the way that I had back home, and it was probably hands down the best fish taco I ever had. I'm talking like Cajun seasoning, flour tortilla, all the fixings.
Jez, is there a question or is this just, you know, you telling about this wonderful place?
That makes everyone hungry.
So I don't know, you said you have a question.
Smith might know because he obviously knows good food. So I thought maybe he knew something about it.
Yeah.
And was it a fast food joint or like a sit down joint?
Well, no, it was in the Renton Highlands, and there was always a long line. It was up on Sunset Avenue, if you're familiar with the Renton Highlands.
Oh, up in Renton.
Yeah. Renton. So that's Tacoma. So
very
Renton,
near Tacoma. Not Tacoma. All right. Okay, wow.
Like a Reconcita type thing.
Oh. By the way, Del means of the.
Yeah.
So right. Del Taco of the taco. Okay. And they point out Del Taco does not have tater tots. They have crinkle fries.
Okay.
Jesus.
People know their Jesus. Tacos.
I was getting ready to help her out, you know, down together, because I was like, isn't there a Red Star down there in Tacoma? That
might there is. There's one in Fremont.
You know, I don't know if there's one near Renton.
Ooh. Red Star might be where I go to dinner tonight. Doesn't it feel like taco weather?
I've
you do
go
to have it.
I gotta go.
My buddy Robbie runs that place.
Red Star is very good.
Yeah,
that might have a great fish taco.
I didn't realize I became a taco authority.
It's good hot weather food.
I agree.
You know what I mean? You feel like you can just eat them easier. Oh, by the way, the reason we asked what's your favorite fast food meal. You guys got one?
Ooh.
The Arby's roast beef sandwich. Maybe because I just don't eat it a lot.
Well, that includes the curly fries?
And I'm a huge curly fry fan.
Mm.
Even the horsey sauce, all the stuff. I hate saying that, but all the stuff, man. I can eat Arby's anytime, and I don't nearly do it enough.
This is a tough question. Because Mike might agree with me. There is a very special spot in my heart for a little Taco Bell later in the evening.
Hell yeah.
But consistently, I'm going a breakfast sandwich at McDonald's.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
That's a great choice. And I like the McMuffins out of McDonald's, but I think my number one, I'm going on the opposite side there, Ted. I'm going with the Crunchwrap Supreme from Taco Bell. I think I am always in the mood for that bad boy.
Do they still do the Mexican pizza at Taco Bell?
I believe it
Did
is
Did they
still
bring it
up.
Back then?
Yes.
Because there was a point where they stopped, like, look, I don't hate Taco Bell. It just is what it is. But I would go to Taco Bell specifically to grab two or three of those Mexican pizzas because they went down easy, came out just as easy. And then at some point, they stopped doing it, and I just stopped going to Taco
then
Bell.
Then they brought it back. It was around for a couple of years. It kind of went back. But I think now it's back again.
Permanent? Like, guys, just make it permanent.
It's like a couple that keeps breaking up.
Guys, look, either figure it out, right?
I knew my Burger King when I was a kid. I knew my McDonald's.
I still love that chicken sandwich at Burger King.
Well,
I know it's not Popeyes, but I think I just grew up on it.
I got a McCrispy at McDonald's over the weekend. It was pretty good. But the most unique one for me, I would love, just looking forward to going to Wendy's, and I would get a single with cheese, and then a chili, follow me on this one, a small fry, and a Frosty. I just thought it was one of the most unique meals you could get, because I got a Frosty, I got some chili, I got some French fries.
And you know, the chili, and this is very smart of Wendy's.
I swear to God, it was $6, $5 back in the day.
Their chili meat, it's just the old hamburgers that didn't sell. And I'm like, that is brilliant.
And it's fresh from the day before. Well, it was never frozen.
Fresh from the day before.
I mean, what I'm saying is they take it right after. My buddy was a manager. That was a great place to go when he was closing up.
Oh, for sure, man.
Yeah, I mean, you could, that Frosty machine doesn't have a cap on it or a lid. You can just keep pouring it.
I mean,
now, why is it that Wendy's always seems to have an operational Frosty machine, but McDonald's and Burger King, it seems like the milkshake machines go down and someone ends up in a fist fight?
It's specifically McDonald's, the one that's always joked about is that ice cream machine.
Yeah, what is it about? Like, you don't hear that from Wendy's, and they got some thick-ass stuff coming out.
I don't want to guess. I've heard is that it's a pain in the butt to clean.
To clean. So
the earlier you shut it down, the easier you can get out of there. So I think a lot of places might just say, hey, it's broken.
I would. Yeah.
So the story goes on fast food. After a hard day at work or school, it's sometimes easier to just pick up fast food on the way home. And in some states, that reliance on Mickey D's, Burger King, Chick-fil-A, whatever, seems to be more than the rule, than the exception. So Wallet Hub, they ran the numbers on the price of burgers, pizza, chicken sandwiches in all 50 states, added up those costs, then applied the results to the median monthly income in each state, basically to figure out which ones forked over the most money at these oh-so-convenient eateries. So I'm not going to bring up any names, but look, this is the way it works out. I saw a commercial last night for a place that we know very well.
Okay.
That's now going to sell like a $6, $7 sandwich. All right. I know for a fact there's nowhere in this area that we can pick that up for this price. If you're in Oklahoma, you can. If you are in Texas, you can. But like there, you know, you get the coupon sometimes in the.
Not available in your area.
Not available in your area. Guess where we are? The unavailable area. But I was watching that commercial last night. I'm like, you can't buy that for $6.99. I know better than that.
There should almost be like a hard rule.
It's a whole meal.
Like, look, man, I understand. Like, during sporting events in particular, every fast food chain is going to advertise the crap. Cool. But I do feel like, look, if you live in an area that does not have Sonic, somehow that commercial does not play in your area, right?
Right.
You know, Dunkin' Donuts all the time. Yeah, come down to Dunkin'. Yeah. Love to. We live in a major-ass city, but they're not here. And I see these commercials for years where you're like, I just want to try this one thing that they're advertising, and you can't do it.
Okay. So what they did was they came up with a list of the states that eat the most fast food and the states that eat the least. So most like...
Do we go with Ted's theory here?
Happy football.
Most like happy states and all those things, you know, where you get the poorest states, worst dental care states. West Virginia is number 5. Good guess.
Mississippi.
Mississippi is number 1.
Alabama. Yes.
Alabama number 7. Correct. You're 3 for 3.
Louisiana.
Mississippi. What was that? Mississippi number 1.
Louisiana.
Louisiana is number 6, correct?
Georgia.
So, Georgia not in the top 10.
Damn. South Carolina.
What have we skipped over here? We got Alabama, we got Louisiana.
Hang on, dude. What about Tennessee?
Tennessee is not on the list.
Should we leave SEC country or just be smarter?
I mean, you're kind of down there.
Florida?
Florida not on the list.
Kentucky.
Kentucky is on the list. That's it. Get least affluent.
Yeah.
Still SEC schools?
Iowa.
Iowa? Nope. Iowa not on the list.
Texas?
Texas not on the list.
Nope. Not too bad. Much barbecue.
Yeah,
man.
Too much good food down there, I think. Of the other states were New Mexico, Arkansas, Montana,
Arkansas.
Oklahoma.
That's the one I couldn't think of.
And Vermont.
Montana.
Vermont?
It's got to be per capita.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just not enough people in Montana to be at the top of this list.
Right.
So Maryland does very well health-wise, so they make the least list, which is surprising because Marylanders don't eat anything.
That really surprises me, man.
I think, again, though, there's enough like little mom and pop shops.
That is very
like,
true.
For instance, one night it was late. My sister and her friends wanted to order fast food, and I said, no, we're going to order from a local place.
Yeah, that was right.
Delicious.
Right. Massachusetts, number 10, as far as people who don't go out and eat fast food.
All right.
New Jersey, 9, which makes sense because New Jersey's got great food.
Everything, yeah.
You don't need to go to one of those places.
Hey, you got to go to a sandwich shop and get yelled at.
Exactly.
What kind of ham?
I asked 3 times. No, you didn't.
True story. Happened to me. Great
toasted.
Sub.
Toasted.
I don't know. I don't know. It's an Italian sub. Just put some ham on it.
Right. What kind of ham? Like ham, man.
And I said, what kind of ham you got? We got capicola. We got this. We got that.
Jesus Christ. I don't know the difference.
Put ham on it.
Would you know the difference?
No. Capicola spicy.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Time for a little your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of 2 categories. Try to get as many right in said category before 3 strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play? Your guess is as good as mine.
It's Roberto. Hello, Roberto. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Roberto, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. All right, your categories. We have the cities with the most traffic jams in the United States and the best and worst car brands, according to Consumer Reports. So, Roberto, basically, is it the 10 best cars or the 10 worst cities for traffic you want to try?
10 worst cities for traffic.
Okay. Let's see here. They say the annual study found traffic cost the average commuter about 43 hours of their life last year.
Damn, man.
43 hours.
It's like a work week being in traffic.
It's more than a full week's worth of work. That's just the extra time you spend on the road thanks to traffic jams and slowdowns. So what we have for you is the 10 U.S. cities with the worst traffic. And guess what? They are exactly the same as 2023. A few just swapped spots.
Yeah.
So, Roberto, you know the game is played. Try to get me right in said category before 3 strikes and you're out.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, what is your first guess?
All right. My first guess, I'm going to just go out on a limb and say Seattle.
Seattle, Washington is number 10. Drivers spend an average of 63 hours in traffic a year in Seattle. They also factor in things like average driving speed, other things, but that's
Seattle's, I feel like here, Seattle's for the most part, it's like, hey, we're going to shut down I-5 between 2 important areas, but we're going to do it starting on a Friday night when we have also planned 17 big events. Have fun.
Right. And down in DuPont, in that JBLM area, they have constructed a brand new road. It's just like a tight tunnel. There's nowhere to pull over for an accident. There's no way for emergency crews to get through. It's just an absolute engineering disaster.
Yeah, Seattle's bad with the planning.
Matter of fact, they built a bridge 3 feet off of the road where you're supposed to go 65 miles an hour. A concrete structure.
Right.
Kaboom. Game over. Yeah, you're right, Roberto. Seattle is number 10 on the list.
All right, I'm going to go L.A., please.
Los Angeles, California, an average of 88 hours a year. They are number 3 on the list.
Number 3?
Number 3.
I got to think. New York. Maybe Houston. San Fran sucks, at least in my experience. That is some of the worst traffic.
Yep, I was just down in San Francisco knocking down some gigs. This is Roberto, the unicycler.
Oh, right on, man. Roberto. So you're going to go San Francisco.
Yep, I was just down there knocking out some gigs, so I'm going to San Francisco, yes.
Okay.
Not
the top 10.
Man.
I mean, traditionally, I feel like Boston, D.C.
New York.
And I think, Houston shows up a lot.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago's not a bad call.
Number 2, 102 hours a year in traffic.
The only problem with New York is a lot of people do use the trains there.
They do. But look, a lot of people use the trains, use taxis, everything. I cannot believe anyone chooses to drive there. But the traffic is still just a freaking nightmare, man. And very verbal.
I gotta go to New York.
New York City, number 1, 102 hours in traffic, tying Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Only 1 strike, Roberto. So far, you're correct on New York, Chicago, L.A., and Seattle. So you've got 4 out of the 10.
Boston.
Boston's number 4. An average of 79 hours a year in traffic.
I want to get out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the car.
Ted's right.
I'm going to go Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Ooh, good call, man.
Number eight.
Right. Yeah, good call,
65
man.
Hours a year in traffic. They are up one spot from last year's number nine to number eight.
Way to go. Way to go, on. Atlanta.
Moving They're on. Celebrating.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right. Now I'm trying. Huh, I'm thinking.
I think Ted was right with D.C. That's always a nightmare.
Yeah. That sounds like, yeah, D.C. would be good.
Okay. Yep. D.C. is number nine.
Yep.
62 hours a year in traffic, but it did fall two spots. Last year was number seven.
All right.
So
there you go.
By this list, it's getting a little better.
Not a whole lot of people going to D.C. anymore,
I guess.
Everyone was fired. Traffic died away.
Roberto, let's see what you've done here. Okay, so far, you've gotten New York correct. Chicago correct, number two. L.A. number three. Boston number four. Atlanta eight. D.C. nine. And Seattle 10. So far, you've gotten seven correct. There are three cities left on the list.
Is there any more that might be out here on the west side of the country that we should be looking at?
These are, there are two East Coasters, one Midwestern. Not Midwestern, Southern. I'll say it that way.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking Houston, Texas.
That is number seven. That was my Southern location. I was trying to figure out the right way to geographically put that.
Last two are on the East Coast.
Next two are on the East Coast. You've got one strike, two remain.
East Coast, I'm going,
Miami, Pittsburgh or maybe. Philly?
How about Baltimore?
Baltimore is not on the list. I think that's basically just a population thing.
Yeah.
Plus, they've got a great beltway. You can fly on that damn thing.
Same thing. Philadelphia, Miami.
Still on the East Coast. You already got Atlanta.
Philly definitely has some pretty sad traffic. I'm going Philadelphia.
Number five.
All right.
77 hours a year in traffic. It did move up one spot this year from sixth to fifth.
All right.
All right, Roberto, you've got two strikes. You have one city remaining. These are the cities with the most traffic jams in America.
Okay. And it's
East Coast. East Coast city so far. Your East Coast cities you've named. New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, sort of. D.C.
Man,
if that helps you.
Yeah.
My only thought would be Miami. I don't know if that's right, but.
And I don't think Richmond's big enough to be on this list.
That's what I mean. I don't think you get those places big enough.
I mean, maybe Raleigh or Charlotte?
Raleigh-Durham.
Or Charlotte. Yeah, Raleigh-Durham's probably not big enough, so maybe Charlotte?
Maybe.
But I don't know. This is a tough one.
You guys are dancing around it. You've said it. You said the city.
I'm going to go Miami.
You got it, buddy.
Yep.
Number six. Very good. You ran the table, Roberto, and your guess is as good as mine. Here are your cities. Seattle with 63 hours a year in traffic. D.C. comes in at 9. At 8, it's Atlanta. Houston, 7. Miami, 6. Philly, 5. Boston, 4. L.A., 3. Chicago, 2. And New York, number 1. Now, New York was the most congested city in North America. Believe it or not, New York City is also the second most congested city worldwide.
Really?
Istanbul is first. Drivers in New York, 102 hours last year. Chicago does rank third overall at 102 hours.
My God.
So, yeah.
That's the other thing I always try to remind people about New York, too, is they're like, you didn't grow up that far away from it. I'm like, I didn't. But New York City is one of those world cities that sits alone.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Very
like
much so.
Everybody in France doesn't live in Paris or other right. cities aren't like Paris. So I'm like, you want to know what New York's like, you got to go see
you
it.
You got to be in New
Cause
York.
Because it's just different.
Mine was Boston. That was the worst traffic I've ever been in.
Boston, I found the traffic terrifying. Just the driving style is a little different. For me, as far as the worst traffic, I just go back to San Francisco. The few times I've been down there, I'm like, this is unbelievable. I don't know if they just drive slow, if the lights are messed up, but I seriously hate being in traffic in San Francisco.
Boston's tough, too, because when they designed it, all the streets led to this giant circle thing in the middle where they brought your horses. So, it's not easy getting around. It's most of the roads all lead to, the center of town.
Point, the most, in my world, the hardest place I've ever tried to learn to drive is D.C. Just because of the configuration of the roadway in the cities.
Right.
So if you don't realize that it's kind of like a clock dial,
Instead of north south, everything
shoots out like this, like a spiral.
It's diagonal. So you're either going northeast or southwest, but you're never just going north. You're never just going south, and it throws people off all the time. So
when you grow up there, you know how the streets are named by states and everything. So it makes it easier. You know that, but I'm with you. It's very confusing if you're not from there.
Like they say, the south side of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
In D.C., you've got southeast.
Oh, yeah.
You got northwest, which is the rich area. You know, you got northeast, which is we're manufacturing an area with a little bit of.
Kind of like what Ted was saying, it kind of branched out from a central location sort of a thing.
Yeah.
Like where my grandparents grew up, it's in northeast. I mean, it is in the middle of the city, but it's called Turkey Thicket. It's like, you
which
know,
does
the
not
50s,
sound very urban.
Right. There were still turkeys out there, and they lived in a thicket.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
That's coming up after emails on our question, what do you hope never happens to you again? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Lance. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey.
Hola.
Hola. Let me take this off a speaker here. Thank you. What's up, guys?
How are you?
So, yeah, I got hit in the head with a pickaxe in 86 when I was 21.
And you're saying you don't want that to happen again. How did you get hit in the head with a pickaxe?
Well, it was like a road rage thing. I mean, I hope it never happens again, but I'm not sorry it happened in the first place because it's basically my testimony. But you want me to tell you the story?
Yeah.
No. Just call and hang up. Yes,
so,
we will. Right,
so here we go. So I'm driving down I-35. And I'm going north in Fort Worth, Texas, in Fort Worth. And
let's stay out of Texas, folks.
So it was a road rage deal. Anyway, so the guy, at the time, they were building up I-35 on both sides. So there's like a 35-foot retaining wall to the right, two lanes, fence, short fence, and then two lanes going south, and another 35-foot wall on the other side. This guy cut me off and braked his truck, and I was 21, so that was pretty fast. I mean, I did training for 26 years of my life, but this guy was out of his truck, hitting me through his window before I could get my seatbelt off. So now we start fighting, and one thing led to another. I mean, he's kicking my butt, and I mean, I've got blood coming out of his ears. I heard his knee pop. I hit him with a perfect ridge hand. I mean, normally would have dropped any guy that I was fighting. I mean, I was fighting to, you know, survive here. This guy was on something. He had to be on something because he wouldn't stop. So I ran to my truck, got my kendo stick out because I was taking kendo classes. You know, I don't know if you know what a kendo stick is. It looks like a samurai sword. It's just cherry wood, right?
Right, yeah.
And he runs to his truck and gets a pickaxe. So
why would you have a pickaxe? I mean, are you digging for gold? What are you doing with a pickaxe in Texas?
Well, he's obviously a construction worker, right? He looked like he could walk through a brick wall sober, and he was walking right through me. So anyway, so now I'm fighting the pick, and no problem. I'm quick. I can dodge the pickaxe. As he swings at me, I sidestep. He's pulling the thing out. It takes him two or three tugs to get it out of the hot pavement, the hot asphalt, and I'm
You didn't think to maybe whack the guy while he's trying to get the pickaxe?
Look, I'm tagging this guy in the back of the head. Now, listen, I mean, you guys got to understand. So 15 pounds of pressure right in the temple with a good snapshot with a kendo stick, it'll blow your head up like a watermelon. I knew that. I wasn't trying to kill him. But I did fracture that splintered that kendo stick from the meat of the blade down for where the hilt is, all the way up about 15 inches. I hit him so hard. And he wouldn't stop. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to move in. I'm going to close, and I'm going to grab that pickaxe, and I'm just going to bow, pommeling with the pommel of my right in the snout, right, and take his weapon away. Well, I had a bad habit. 9 times out of 10, it was perfect, but that one time I hadn't broke yet, and I froze. I caught most of it on my forearm.
God.
So a simple fracture of my forearm, but poof, man. I mean, it was the deepest, darkest, blackest, dampest, most uncomfortable black I've ever seen in my life, and people were trying to pull me into this pit, man. And I felt the right hand on my left shoulder, and a voice said, "Son, you can lay there and die, or you can get up." I'm thinking, it sounded like my father, you know. I was like, "Who the hell?" And I looked around, and I saw the old Roman stiffs up sandals, the tunic, and Jesus Christ standing right there next to me, and it was my father in heaven. So I came to, and I was still squatting. There was nobody around me, and I drove myself to the hospital, still registered as the least amount of blood ever recorded, still conscious, in John Peter Smith. 3 1/4 pints of blood. You're supposed to be dead less than 5. So, yeah, that's my story, man.
So they never caught this guy?
No, well, I did see him. My family went out to eat about a year and a half, 2 years later, at the steakhouse there in Fort Worth, Texas. And I saw his truck, and I remembered his license plate number. I blocked it out, but I remember saying it in the back of my head, 4900 GC, I'll never forget it. And I saw his truck. I said, okay, I'm taking you guys home. We're not going to go eat. And then what's going on? I said, I'm just taking you home. We're not eating. So I took my wife and kid home, and I came back, and I waited for him. And when I saw him come out, he wasn't in good shape. He was walking with a cane. He looked like his equilibrium was all messed up. And, you know, just the thought of, you
probably
know.
Was a guy hitting the back of the head with a kendo stick.
No, that's what I was thinking. Maybe it did some damage to the guy eventually.
Right.
And I just thought, you know, vengeance is his. I'll just let him have it. You know, it's not mine. So I just let him go.
So did you address him? Did you say anything to him?
No. Like, remember me?
No. See, no, because if I would have went up to him, it wouldn't have been his vengeance. It would have been mine. Guaranteed. I let it go.
Yeah, I can understand that.
So what did they say in the hospital? Did they say you're lucky to be alive? How did you drive here?
So that was the weird thing is I went to the hospital. I couldn't find my way. I had to find I was there at the 76 station. I was like a block away. And that's when I started freaking out because I had to get a quarter to get in the bathroom, prop the door open with a 55-gallon drum, and then start stopping the bleeding, but I couldn't stop the bleeding. That's when I freaked out. I called my work and told them, I said, you need to call Thayer Lawler and get him over my supervisor, get him at 76 on 13th Street and I-35. I've been hitting the head with a pickaxe. And they were like, what happened? I'm like, just call him, you know? So I'm there with my, you know, putting pressure on it. And then when I went to the hospital, I was in ICU from like 8:30 in the morning till like 6 at night. Before my dad finally got there. And just before my dad got there, I knew I had to keep my blood level going slow. I soaked like 3 or 4 beds. And I watched people get stitched up all day long. And the nurse whispered my name, and I came to, and I sat up. I said, hey, this is, you know, what's going on? I'll be right back. And I said, no. And I reached out, and I grabbed her arm. I said, you don't understand. I can't last that much longer. She goes, you're hurting me. I said, I'm sorry. She goes, can you walk? And I walked, and they x-rayed. They were going to stitch me up and send me home. My dad got there at 6 o'clock, started threatening, you know, better take care of my boy. I'm like, thank God my dad's here. I could pass out now, right?
Yeah, well,
they flew Dr. LeBlanc from Parkside Hospital in Dallas on a care flight to John Peter Smith, where I was, and he saved my life.
So the same hospital where their previous caller went in,
right,
after he got shot, is where the doctor came from to save your life.
Yes. Yeah, I heard that guy talking about the Dallas thing, and I was shot too once before. But anyway, that's
Jesus Christ, man.
I don't know.
All right. I don't know what goes on in Texas.
I live here in Washington State now.
Well, apparently,
that's my testimony, man. That's how I didn't know if there was a guy at the time. I didn't care.
So,
you know, but I knew. I found out then.
What is the correlation between bad things happening to you in Texas and people moving here?
I don't know.
I don't know.
So, okay.
All I know is I'm solid here. I'm good.
Okay.
I mean,
no pickaxe to the head or nothing.
Well, why were you shot?
It was a carjacking.
Okay.
And you...
Did you resist or did they just open
did
fire?
Did you get the car?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I wasn't jacking the car. All right. I was being jacked. Yeah. So it was not a good deal. I got shot in the leg below the knee, and yeah.
What kind of car did you have that they wanted to carjack you?
I was a Acura Vigor at the time, and it was all magged out and souped up. It was the five cylinder prototype rally sport motor in there that I had the turbo on it and all kinds of stuff done to it. And my fiance was in the car at the time. So I was actually not protecting the car. I was protecting her.
Were you in the car when you were shot?
No, I was standing outside the car when I saw the guy, and the guy had actually robbed a bank, Bank of America, right next door to Kmart. And I saw Meadow, and he had a bag. Now, look, if I wouldn't have got shot in the leg, I would have took the money and ran. Yeah.
Okay. So based on the fact that this guy robbed a bank, so they kind of maybe have an ID on him, maybe a license plate from a camera somewhere. Were they able to catch the guy that shot you?
Oh, I returned fire before he got a shot off.
Does that mean he's no longer around?
No longer, no.
Okay. So
Jesus, man.
All right. What a day.
Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there. Yeah.
I have completely ridiculous. I'm selling Columbo. One more question. The steakhouse you ran into your attacker, was it Cattleman's down there in Fort Worth?
It was right there on I-35, just south of 20.
Did you start looking up steakhouses in the area?
This was a famous one.
It might be the Cattleman. I can't remember.
That's where Ted went with this.
Exactly. Ooh, steakhouse.
Well, I think that's the famous one is they have that giant steak challenge.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, that
one. But that's Cattleman, I believe, is in Cowtown itself, downtown, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
You ran into the guy. I was like, it's got to be Cattleman.
I can't remember.
I don't want to hear anything else about being from Baltimore. Like, look, man, like I my run-ins, there were things, right? I've been shot at. But I've never been shot. I certainly have not had a pickaxe to the head.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. I will tell you, there's one food that's hard. I don't know anybody that doesn't like them.
All right.
Some people, you don't get them as a side because of your health. You say, I'll have a salad, which is fine. I've been guilty of it, too. But at the end of the day, people like French fries.
I thought you could say kittens. Delicious.
You know what I mean? French fries, tater tot. Like, people generally like potatoes.
Yeah.
Again, outside of health reasons, I think we'd all eat as many potatoes as we could. Was somebody still online? I heard phone dong.
But I mean, think about it, man. We find a way to eat them at breakfast. Just call them hash browns.
Yeah.
Right? Or give them to kids for lunch. Tater tots. Then we just call them french fries. Right. Any way we can find a deep fried potato and eat it, we'll do it.
Correct. Right. And I think that's part of the reason they were invented, if you believe that Belgium's claim, is that it was so cold, they couldn't catch fish and stuff. And somebody in the 17th century was like, let's fry up these root vegetables that happen to be potatoes.
That's what set it off.
Yeah.
Too cold to fish, they invented french fries.
Correct.
Thank you, cold.
Right. Well, they were already frying the fish.
Right.
They just couldn't get it. So then, you know, kind of like an inadvertent vegetarian, they just said, hey, try frying
the
potatoes.
Well,
both of you guys have been niggling.
Yes.
All right. When you have chips over there.
Correct. Correct.
Are they very close to American french fries?
No. They're generally closer to almost a steak fry.
Yeah.
Okay. They're pretty big and thick.
Okay. All right. But very good. Like I said, you don't find a lot of English restaurants because, let's be honest, their food sucks. But they do hook up the fish and chips. No doubt about it.
Just keep in mind.
They look different when I see pictures of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the fish is generally going to be haddock and just one giant piece.
That's it.
And
good.
Put vinegar all over all of it and salt.
Agreed.
All right. I warned you. You're not going to like this list. They even says it here in the article. All right. So a restaurant supply company analyzed more than 40,000 Yelp reviews that mentioned fries across 21 major fast food chains. This is what they came up with, and they even say here, let's just say they might have messed this up.
But it is based on Yelp reviews. 40,000.
Right.
So it's not even. Well, so basically, they do have stats. Everyone's mad at the messenger. Because basically what they're telling us is we're not saying this is right. 40,000 people came to this conclusion.
I have a hard time thinking 40,000 people came to this conclusion. I think they typed something wrong into the computer.
Wait, you think this list is so wrong that obviously somebody did something.
Are we talking national, regional, things that we can get? I mean, is In-N-Out, I know they're not going to be on there. Because they're not.
They're number one.
They're number one.
Thank you.
They're number one?
Yes.
Wait, okay, and I'm asking this honestly. Is this list like backwards?
So here's my issue. They analyzed everything that mentioned French fries.
Yes.
And they're taking that as, like, I think is In-N-Out being number one.
So instead of the negative reviews, it could be like their French fries suck.
Again, just seeing French fries. Right. I think whatever program they put in just looked for French fries and then ranked them. Okay. So I think In-N-Out's French fries probably are the most talked about. But a lot of people don't like them.
They're terrible.
I mean, like the last three times I've been to an In-N-Out, I get a couple burgers. I just don't get fries.
You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's number one on this list.
Okay. Already. I'm like, okay. This is wrong.
But let's start it down at number 10, Checkers and Rallies. Yep. I know we don't have them out here. People haven't been to them. But again, they sell the Checkers Rally. It's the same brand, just depending on where you are in the country. Go to your frozen food section. They're in there. Pop them in your air fryer. You're going
to
love them.
I used to be anti-seasoned French fry guy, but those...
You were.
They kind of... those and Arby's turned a corner for me.
You know what we call that, Miles?
What's that?
Growth.
Yes, exactly. Correct. Thank you. I've been working on it.
I'm just saying.
He's really mature on his French fry game. Right. When I first met him. Dumb.
He'll eat dinner with half a mustache, but he knows his fries.
Like for...
Got you, mad at me.
Please call back. For instance, there is a Checkers very close to my sister's house down in South Baltimore when I go visit her. And, like, and I Checkers is good fast food or whatever, but yeah. I'm never like, hey, let's go get a burger. I'm always like, even if you've already eaten, like, we should pull in there and get an order of fries.
Get some fries.
Next on the list, they have Hardee's. Basically, Carl's Jr.
Yeah. Again, right? are we sure... And I'm not being funny, that this list isn't put out in reverse.
Yeah, so also have to remember, in the Midwest and other areas, those are in the smaller towns.
No, I know.
So I think more people have a chance to review them and go to those locations. Because the town won't have a McDonald's, but they'll have a Hardee's or a Carl's Jr.
I feel like McDonald's is the first one to show.
Yeah. Yeah, not West Virginia. Too expensive of a franchise, you see.
You need a million liquid. Zaxby's.
I've heard it, never had it.
Yeah. Never had it. Raising Cane's.
Aren't they both like the same world, chicken strips and fries?
I know Zaxby's. Cane's is just chicken strips and fries, and they're Texas toast.
My son got Raising Cane's fries at one of the airports, maybe Dallas or something. I don't remember.
Not bad.
But I asked him. It was like, they were fine. Yeah, and he's Cane's, a little picky
Cane's
about
whole
fries.
Thing is their sauce, too.
Yeah.
People rave about the Cane's sauce. Some of the food reviewers I watch, like, they just, everything goes in the Cane's sauce.
It's campfire sauce.
Which is good. I know. If you like it, you like it. It's like a burger sauce. Or fry sauce, whatever.
I mean, I like the idea, too, of just fast food, just driving through and be like, I'll take chicken tenders, fries, Texas toast, and sauce.
Boom.
Yeah. Right, so Zaxby's, I'm not sure the difference in that. And then Chick-fil-A comes in at number 5.
Okay.
Again,
great fries.
See, I'm with Miles.
I think my second least favorite, behind In-N-Out.
I think they got to add a little flavor into those
I think
things.
They got to cook them longer.
I think you guys need more growth.
They're soggy. They're soggy, and they don't have the crunch on the outside, and then they got the end pieces.
Because you wait until you get home to eat them, Miles.
The in fry sucks. The side fry where they got like the skin on it.
The dipping sauce is on point. The fry itself is great.
You're right. I will say, there is a thin line with the waffle fry between not cooked enough and,
Undercooked.
Or overcooked, yeah. So you're right. Undercooked, overcooked.
That's where I go get the two chicken sandwiches and skip the fries.
Mm-mm-mm. I will say, though, I know a place that has a seasoned waffle fry. Pretty solid. Bojangles makes the list. If you live up here, you've probably never seen a Bojangles in your life.
But the name says it all.
Right. Fried chicken.
Yeah.
Biscuits. Cinnamon sugar biscuits.
Chicken biscuits.
Diabetes.
I did have Bojangles earlier this year.
Country fried steak biscuits.
In my travels. Pretty good.
Oh, did you?
A little overseasoned, but good.
It's Bojangles. Yeah. Like the name.
Made sense that it was overseas.
Yeah, Bojangles, like the first, like...
We love diabetes.
Yes.
Correct. But like when I used to visit this girl down in Winston-Salem in Wake Forest, like that's where we would go all the time.
Hell yeah.
Let's go to Bojangles.
I believe that's where I went for Bojangles.
I don't think you have a choice.
Freddy frozen custard and steak burgers.
No idea.
I've never heard of
it. Not sure of a Freddy's. That's got to be a Midwest thing.
I would think so.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. I still haven't been there.
I have not been there yet.
Man, their fries are
But aren't they known for their burgers? They're crinkle cut, I know that.
They're crinkle
but
cut.
But aren't they known for their burgers?
Well, yeah, the burgers. Yeah.
Are they great?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's why they call it Shake Shack, because they're known for our burgers, but our fries are awesome. Would I like their crinkle cut fries?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'll give it there, a
The crinkle cut fry has come a long way. Then, like Miles was saying, then that like stupid one you got in school that's flopping around like
and
a
they
dead
were oven cooked. That's why they suck. They were oven cooked. Now everybody's actually starting to fry the crinkle cut.
Yeah,
and they're great.
Air fryer makes a big difference.
It does. Now remember, number one on this list of good was In-N-Out,
which is absolutely ridiculous.
No. Yeah. So on the bottom of the list, this boggles my mind. Popeyes.
Come on.
Just say you hate flavor and a seasoned fry.
Okay. Yeah, I've never had a problem with their fries.
No. Popeyes is delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to stop. Church's Chicken.
Come on. Been a minute. As in 30 years.
Yeah, there was Yeah, that was a big deal. Like, for some reason, there was one like 20 minutes from our house, and every once in a while, my dad would be like, get in. We're going to Church's tonight. Like, screw Popeyes or
QFC. I remember it being good.
Yeah. I think they're having a little bit of a resurgence. Burger King makes it.
They're fine.
Yeah. I'm not even sure what they're doing now.
That's the thing. Burger King seems to switch theirs a decent amount, but I feel like the last time I had Burger King fries, I was like, all right. Also, Burger King, you can get the halfsies.
Yeah.
So you get some onion rings and some fries.
I don't want to do that. I want to have a secret onion ring in my french fry. That makes me more excited.
I'm with you. It is fun getting
it. Wow, look at that.
I'm taking a half and half.
I feel like I hit the lottery.
Because what if you don't get the onion ring?
No, but that's
then
part of the
disappointment.
Hey, you're not going to win the lottery every time. You know what I mean? You just got to keep playing.
And then near the bottom of the list, 20th out of 21, McDonald's.
I disagree with that.
I feel like everybody agrees hot, fresh McDonald's fries are just hard to beat.
They are. I mean, they can be beaten, but to me, they're kind of like the plain Lay's potato chip. Like,
yeah.
Every form of fry, whether you like McDonald's or not, is going to be compared to this fry. This is our standard bearer for what a good french fry is, right?
Like a soft Peter.
And then number one they said on the list was KFC. Now, KFC's fries, because they're seasoned, but I don't know that I've had them forever. VD was in here earlier off the air. We were talking about they used to have the potato wedges, which I
remember
loved.
Those, yeah.
They got rid of those, so now they just have fries. And then also, you know what's not on this list? That sounds insane, but Taco Bell's fries are actually...
I haven't had those yet.
They're kind of good.
That's what I keep hearing, man.
Like, the last time I had Taco Bell, I had nuggets and fries. They got nuggets now.
You got both?
They got nuggets.
They got nuggets and like Taco Bell.
What's that?
It didn't even sound like Taco Bell.
I think I still threw in like a bee burrito or something. But I was just like, they're nuggets. Like Mike, you know, Mike's always been like, I like Taco Bell. But he's, you know, Mr. Healthy, but he's healthier. He doesn't eat it as much. But I told him, I said, just go get an order.
I think it might be some of the healthier fast food that you can get.
Really?
As far as the caloric intake.
Well, like, I have another friend that was like,
buns.
He's like, I don't really eat Taco Bell unless I'm a little drunk or whatever at night. And I said, I hear you. I go, stone sober. Try their nuggets. They're going to blow your mind.
They're nuggets. I'll be damned.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shout of the Day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right. Justin, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our Men's Room poll, you're going to accidentally send a pic to someone. Is it going to be your crush, boss, dentist, or your hair person?
Oh, let's see here. On my hair person, so does that count?
Now what?
No. You gotta send a D-pic to yourself.
No. Yeah, that's called peeing.
So, In that case, I will have to go with my boss. He's a pretty funny guy, and I'm pretty sure he can get a crack out of that.
Would he pass it along to your other coworkers?
Oh, probably.
Yeah. You can count on.
I work in a metal shop, guarantee it.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, the answer is yes.
By the way, a text came in. It says, my coworker was shocked to learn that her cherry blossom tree actually produced cherries.
Come on, man.
I'm reading what came in. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. Where on a horse would you find its frog? Yeah. Let me see that horse frog.
Where on a horse would you find its frog?
It's frog.
It's frog.
F-R-O-G, like the animal.
It's part of the body. It's part of the body.
It is part of the body, yes.
Okay.
The neck?
Is that a tail?
It is the soft inside part of the hoof. Right? So the hoof does the perimeter around the foot. Yeah. That's its frog. They couldn't come up with a name. You want to call it an armadillo? Nah, it's not for sure. Frog. Frog it is.
I just found out yesterday it's every 6 weeks you got to get your frog did.
You got to get your frog did?
Your nails did.
Every 6 weeks?
Well, that's what the horse lady yesterday said.
Oh, for the horse?
For horses?
Yeah. Every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I was wondering who told you had to go get your nails done.
We're talking to the horse lady.
Yeah, the horse, yes.
Yeah, the horse. Has to go get its nails.
She didn't know the answer to that. Right. Oh, the old horse. Now everyone's looking at their nails. All right, your question. A whistle pig, aside from being a fantastic whiskey, a whistle pig is another name for what animal? Sheila. You've definitely heard of this animal.
You know his name.
Yeah. You know a couple of their names.
I'm going to go with the fox. No idea.
Is it a razorback?
No.
Groundhog.
Oh, groundhog.
Woodchuck. Marmot.
Whistle pig.
That is a great name. We should celebrate Whistle Pig Day instead of Groundhog's Day.
It's a what?
What?
A whistle pig.
A whistle pig. It's just another name for a groundhog.
A groundhog.
Or a woodchuck. Oh. The same thing. Or marmot.
Do they make a sound that sounds like whistling?
That's what I wondered.
I'm just trying to figure out what the correlation is.
Well, it's got those big teeth. So I think maybe they're like, oh, it's like a pig, but it's got teeth, so it whistles.
That's a whistle pig.
Yeah.
Let's say groundhog.
Yeah.
Why'd you call it? It's on the ground.
Yeah.
Mind me of a hog. All right, your question. What was Beethoven's first name?
You must eat.
They also make drums.
They also make drums.
There's a drum company that has the same name as Beethoven's first name.
I think I'm thinking of his middle name.
That's Mozart, you're thinking.
Oh.
You thinking Amadeus?
Vaughn? Yes.
Yeah.
Vaughn?
Any guess?
There's the Von Bach, right? So, let's go Bach.
Ludwig
Beethoven.
Ludwig!
Confirmed. Groundhogs make a little whistling noise.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Right.
Especially when you squeeze them.
Oh, no.
When you put them in hot water. Wait, play it again.
Play for it. Hang on.
Oh.
Oh.
Right. I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Phil needs to do that every February 1st. Second. Whatever the hell that is.
All right, Justin, question four.
It's cold.
Question number four for you, multiple choice. The Pulitzer Prize, the Peabody Award, the Nobel Prize, or the Razzies? Which award is presented by the University of Georgia? Pulitzer, Peabody, Nobel, or Razzie?
Peabody?
Boom.
Got it. Nice job. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Maybe time for a contestant or two here.
Hello, Trevor. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, it's you, your girl, and your Johnson.
Trevor, are you sober or not sober?
Driving home from work. I'm sober right now. Hopefully soon to be not sober.
Okay. All right, Trevor, you're going to accidentally send a pic to someone. Is it a crush, boss, dentist, or your hair person?
Well, her person's a friend, so I'll go with her.
All right.
Won't be friends much longer.
I know. Wouldn't you be like, dude, what are you doing? We're not friends anymore.
You're disgusting. Why don't you do what Thrill does and send pictures of monkey penis instead? Hey, it worked. They laughed.
They did.
Boy, that monkey I sent had a horrible-looking penis, sensibly. Bright red. It looked like a flamingo neck. It was weird, man. All right. Your question. How many countries are there officially recognized on planet Earth?
I want to say it's like 196 or something.
Ah, dude, at an unbelievable guess, 195.
Man,
195.
Damn, Trevor, that's still
Jesus,
impressive, dude.
Yeah,
you should count one of those jars that have jelly beans in it.
I know.
You know. How many?
Yeah, but I'm within one over. So does that count?
Well, 195 is the official count, right?
Okay.
And then there's things they break down, like not officially recognized. They will tell you we're a separate country, but they're not officially recognized.
All right,
so the officially recognized.
Yeah, I think there's like 200 countries. You count all the other ones or whatever, yeah.
I wonder what the most countries we've had on this planet at any one time is. I think it's up around 203, maybe, or something.
You think it could only go up?
Well, I don't know, because you take over someplace, right? You absorb it into your country. That could happen.
Like Greenland.
200 years ago. Right. Like Greenland, Canada, whatever. We're taking all, sons of bitches. We're coming for Merry Christmas.
192.
All right. Your question. Name three of the five oldest countries on Earth.
Ooh. Three of the
three
five.
Three of the five. All right. Hold oldest on. Hold country.
On. Yes.
Let's go with that are currently exist. Are there like longest
that running? No, they still exist. Yes.
Okay. So let's go with England.
Ooh.
And Russia and France.
All right, I got to guess. Wow. I got to guess. Okay, here we go. Iraq?
Close.
Iran?
Yes.
Israel?
No.
Egypt?
Yes.
Egypt, so I know.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you get?
He said Iran and Egypt. You guys got those two.
What about like Greece?
Greece is one. And then I'll give you a hint. Heavily populated.
China.
And heavily populated.
India,
yeah. All right. So Egypt, Iran, China, India, and Greece are the...
Interesting.
Yeah. I would have gotten Egypt and Greece, right? I don't think I'd have gotten the other ones, but it all makes
Egypt
sense.
Egypt was the only one I was sure about.
Yeah, that one you feel good about yourself, like Egypt.
Well, I thought about Rome, but I was like, well, Italy isn't the same thing anymore, so...
Correct.
Yep.
All right. While we're talking about international crap... What is the most popular color used on national flags worldwide?
Blue.
White doesn't count, right?
No.
No, but blue and red are really common colors. And
it's one of those two.
Right.
And it's used on 78% of all world flags, this color.
78%, that's a lot.
That is a ton, yeah.
Let's go with... Just trying to cycle through all the colors of flags in my head. Let's go with red.
Red. Also, boom. It is red.
Yeah. Okay. Well done, Trevor.
Very good.
Well done, man.
Well, because there's so many with it just red in it, and then, like, Turkey's flag is just red.
Right. Russia. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
China. I mean, they got a little yellow, but still.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Then we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Before we get there, by the way, the text line's blowing up. Everyone's saying, put baby wipes in your car. That's actually a very good call. That's a very, very good call. One guy even says, my kid's 14. Doesn't matter. Baby wipes are useful for life.
They are. And Burt's Bees makes some that don't smell as much like baby wipes.
That helps. Good on you. Thank you.
Hopefully it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you. Today we toast 30-year-old Tony Rowe of somewhere in Ireland. Now, Tony is not what you'd call a pillar of society, but he is what you'd call, a prolific drug dealer. As he has over 100 previous criminal convictions for drug dealing. Well, he was recently in court for a sentencing hearing involving his most recent drug conviction. And in spite of sitting in court for dealing drugs, our man Tony was caught selling drugs to another convict in the same courtroom. He literally sold weed and Xanax in front of the judge, but he ended up getting caught because he sold weed and Xanax in front of the judge. So he got sentenced for whatever he was on trial for, and now he has another court hearing coming up. Dude has over 100 convictions.
In the courtroom. In the courtroom.
They don't even know how he got the drugs in there. You understand? He had been in jail.
Now they bring him what he does
to court to get sentenced. So, in theory, no real contact with the outside world. Who knows what he's doing there? But, yeah, weed and Xanax.
Wow.
In the courtroom. Tony.
Come on, man.
Don't change a thing.
Tony.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.